Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, not only is it a fight weekend, but also The Avengers is supposed to be coming out. The long-awaited Avengers sequel. Now, what's very, very interesting is they say there is a science behind The Avengers. There is physics and chemistry that could actually justify a real-life Iron Man or Captain America. Also, there's some science behind Black Widow's super healing abilities. I'm not really sure what they've been doing with Black Widow. You know, they had Scarlett Johansson in some of these Avenger movies. You know, she was in the Iron Man, she was in the Captain America, and they really aren't showing what Black Widow's supposed to do. I don't remember much about Black Widow from the comic book days. You know, I knew Superman, I knew the biggies. You know, I didn't really know much about the women characters. I mean, I remember Wonder Woman, although Wonder Woman wouldn't be an Avenger or anything like that. But I guess she supposedly heals easier. So anyway, there's some physics and chemistry behind this. And it's kind of interesting. Okay, so there's this video. It's called Reactions. The American Chemical Society took a look at the science of Marvel's Avengers. So they started with Tony Stark, who is better known as Iron Man. Now, the original suit was supposed to be made of iron. Yet, if the suit was made of iron, that would weigh 150 pounds. According to the ACS, not very comfortable or easy to move around in. Then he later upgrades it to a gold titanium alloy. But according to the video, that should make things worse. The suit then, if it was a gold titanium alloy, should weigh 350 pounds. Now, the Hulk may be able to handle something like that, but not Tony Stark. Dr. Rachel Burks continued that the latter is made of a nickel titanium alloy called nitinol. It's strong but light and could be reformed after taking damage. She says there may also be some graphite reinforced with carbon fiber. That could also take a lot of heat. Because remember, Iron Man has those rocket boots, and he doesn't want to burn his feet, so there has to be some sort of, heat protection. Also, ice protection, because he kind of goes up really high into the sky sometimes. All right. Then the nuclear power station, his arc reactor. In Iron Man 2, he uses palladium, but that unfortunately starts to poison him and kill the character. So there's supposed to be this, I guess, this new element, and he, I guess, uses a particle accelerator to smash the nuclei of items together and make a new type of atom. We don't really know what this new type of atom is, but they say that maybe it's a new type of element that wouldn't be poisonous, could work, etc. The real life Iron Man that I know of are those of you with hereditary hemochromatosis, where you end up depositing iron into your body. You may not have superpowers, but you do start to ionize your heart, lungs, etc. Something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, so don't have that. Alright, then Captain America, Black Widow have super strength, quick reflexes, and the ability to heal quickly. I don't really know what Black Widow does. I think she runs fast and she could fight, but I don't know much about her super strength. They really should do a movie about her and, you know, kind of spidery, if that's what she's supposed to be, Black Widow. Also, aren't Black Widow supposed to have a poison? Anyway, they think it's macrophages. And the macrophages that help fight infection, usually people heal within 2 to 5 days. Captain America and Black Widow appeared to heal more quickly. I don't really know that about them. Maybe you guys do because you read the comic books, but the movies don't really show us that. Wolverine. I'm very interested in to figure out how they're going to scientifically explain that one. Wolverine dies and comes back. That blows my mind. So maybe you guys kind of figure that one out for me. All right, let me see what else do we have besides this. Captain America's a shield of protection, which can deflect bullets, grenades, lasers, and so on. They say most of this protection comes from steel, but not a great shock absorber. But he can deal with the blows from Thor's hammer. So they think it could be this imaginary mineral called vibranium. Now, vibranium is fictional, but there may be some science at its core, according to Daily Mail. It could absorb a near-infinite amount of vibration energy without getting too hot or melting. They say this is evidenced by a flash of light as Thor's hammer hits the shield. Really? That's right. Thor and Captain America were fighting in the Avengers at some point. And it appears the material can convert vibrational energy to light energy, keeping Captain America safe. All right. So, is there science to this? Maybe. Vibranium, that would be a very, very interesting material. Unfortunately, I'm sure there'd be a lot of toy companies trying to use that and market it to adults and are not even going to want to see what those ads look like. But nonetheless, should be a good movie. I love it when you have a bunch of stars all in one movie. You know, kind of competing. Like the Cannonball Run was one of my favorite movies growing up because you had all these stars. And, you know, Jackie Chan was in Cannonball Run too. I had no idea. So anyway, I love the movies where you have like multiple stars in one. Ocean's 11, another example. You got Brad Pitt and George Clooney, sexy. All right, so that's the Avengers for you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What were we going to talk about today? Well, apparently binge drinking can increase heart risk by 70%. We'll talk about why. We'll also talk about there's a nurse that underwent an unnecessary breast surgery after a quote-unquote medical mix-up. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the FDA is now warning us about another illegal stimulant in supplements. We got the 10 most polluted cities in America. And then, this is kind of interesting, what's going on with our 8th graders? Apparently our 8th graders are stumped by U.S. history and geography tests. Why don't they know their stuff? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Governor Jerry Brown of California wants to fine those of you that waste water up to $10,000 per day. The higher penalties would be a sharp increase, from the current $500 maximum that local water districts are already imposing now on residents and businesses. The governor's proposal, which must be obviously negotiated with lawmakers, would empower cities and counties to issue fines, and we're talking big fines. Local governments would be able to enlist staff members to dish out warnings and citations, expanding the ranks of officials, prodding Californians to meet conservation targets. This is according to LA Times. Only the worst offenders would face the maximum fines, Governor Brown told reporters after meeting with more than a dozen mayors in the Capitol. He did not give specifics, but he has ordered water use to be cut 25% statewide. So far, few penalties have been already issued. You know, when you look at that, you're like, okay, you know, they really mean it. Okay, they really mean it. For example, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power had sent more than 7,300 warning letters and citations since January 2014, but issued only 10 fines as of April 6 for excessive watering. It is unclear whether local officials are going to take advantage of the steeper fines the governor has proposed. They say fines are a tool. They're the last tool you use, according to Felicia Marcus, chairwoman of California's Water Resources. See, I want to know, how are they doing this to be fair to everybody? So, like, you know, you have some of these very, very fancy multi-million dollar Hollywood star homes that have big pools, that have big lawns, and you look at their water expenditure. So are you looking at, like, percentage? You know, so, you know, whether you live on one end of the city and you're looking at just what's coming out of your one faucet and your one bathroom, or whether you're looking at, you know, these multi-million dollar mansions, is it a relative thing where they're just looking at you have to cut back 25% in a year and they just have to see that you cut back? Or is it that there's an X amount of water that you're allowed to use? Because I wonder how, you know, just keeping a pool with water takes a lot of water. Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen, one of 14 local leaders who joined the governor in news conference Tuesday, said she doubts her city is going to issue any of the $10,000 fines. She goes, I cannot imagine for the life of me having to use that tool. We've already seen our residents step up. I am not sure where this is going, which is why a lot of us who don't live in California are looking at this. You know, what's going on with the recycled water? What are they doing for their street cleaning? Are they going to use more are they going to change potable water standards and water that you would use for irrigation, et cetera? I mean, you need good clean water for irrigation as well, but it may not have to have obviously the same standards as drinking as water that's going to be coming out of the faucets. I'm not sure what they're going to do. And this is California. California is, you know, completely bordered along water. I mean, on that one whole side, on their west side. So, you know, you're like, you know, these guys are having water issues because they can't afford desalination, which is a very expensive process to take salt out of the water that they're using from the ocean. And again, we're talking about a lot of residents there. We're kind of watching this very, very closely. $10,000 fines a day for water wasters. I mean, that's enough to scare people, but they mean business. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of California, all right, we always look at air pollution, and Los Angeles especially usually tops the list of air pollution. They say right now 40% of Americans live in a place with unhealthy air quality, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. But I guess how bad does it really get? Now, apparently particle pollution that they're going to use to rate this refers to the toxic exhaust emitted by processes like smoking or driving a car. Ozone pollution refers to invisible substance present in smog. Exposure to either pollutant could exacerbate breathing problems, increase residents' chance of developing cancer. They're even saying it could worsen diabetes, asthma, cardiovascular disease, possibly cause autism. People who live close to highways or busy roads are at increased risk. Also, low socioeconomic status is associated with exposure to poor air quality. So the report offers a few guidelines for individuals to manage pollution, but these are the cities with the most ozone pollution in 2015. Top of the list, Los Angeles, Long Beach, California. That's where I was born. Visalia, Porterville, Hanford, California. Bakersfield, California comes in 3. Fresno, Madera comes in number 4. Sacramento, number 5. Houston, Texas, number 6. Dallas, Texas, number 7. Dallas, 8. Modesto, California, 9. Las Vegas, Nevada, wait. What? Really? Wait. And then Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, Arizona. I've lived my whole life in either Los Angeles, Las Vegas, or Phoenix. I am scared to death on what my doctors are going to find. The six cities without any days of unhealthy ozone or particle pollution are Bismarck, North Dakota, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Naples, Florida, Elmira, Corning, New York, Fargo, North Dakota, Rapid City, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Salinas, California. Also, northern Minnesota, near Fargo, probably also doing well as well. So that's good. You know, it's interesting. I live in Las Vegas. And I remember when I was in college, I was taking a environmental science class. I was really kind of into the environment. I had worked for the EPA, and, you know, Al Gore was overseeing the EPA at the time. So, you know, it's no wonder that me in college, I was, you know, very, very interested and eager in, you know, helping our Earth. And what God made for us. And so I remember, we were living in Las Vegas at the time, obviously, because I was going to UNLV, and the teacher was saying how 11 days of the year, we had more pollution than Los Angeles. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, this is Vegas. It's wide open. You know, it's not as populated. What are they talking about? Well, the one thing Vegas has that's working at its disadvantage is it's in a valley. You know, it's kind of like a bowl. So when you have concentrated city in the lower levels, now, mind you, Vegas is still a much higher altitude, I guess, than like Phoenix, Arizona, but it's surrounded by mountains. So that surrounding by mountains, I think, causes us to have some higher pollution at times. Yeah, we got a lot of traffic. We got a lot of traffic on the Strip. I mean, we definitely don't have more cars or more people than Los Angeles, but it is a very finite amount of space. Now, we are growing. Las Vegas grows and continues to grow in the outskirts, so we're growing up onto the mountains. So you see houses up on the mountains. You see, you know, growth to the south, north, etc. But that localized city area is where pollution could be pretty bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A nurse undergoes, quote-unquote, unnecessary breast surgery after a medical mix-up. This will be reported by Fox News. She's a mom in the U.K., and she says she has been left physically and emotionally scarred. And she works as a breast care oncology nurse. And I guess the hospital mixed up her test results with another patient and told her to undergo surgery to remove aggressive breast cancer. 4 days after the 2013 surgery, they admitted her results had actually come back negative, and it was all unnecessary. Elizabeth Dawes, who was 39 years old, tells the Stoke Centennial she is still dealing with pain, loss of sensation, and a hit to her self-confidence from the excessive scarring. She goes, I'm absolutely appalled at what I have been through, and I'm still struggling to comprehend this, how this could even happen. I am determined to see justice done and feel I at least deserve an official apology, given the huge impact that this has on my life. This is ridiculous that this happened. This is completely stupid. This is absolutely unnecessary. To have a mix-up with a name, with a sample, etc. They said a few years ago in England, one man lost his entire testicle due to a surgeon making a mistake. You know, the one thing I noticed that a lot of places do, which I think is very smart, is you are active in the processing as a patient of labeling your own specimens. So there's a code, there's a sticker, etc. And a lot of times these labs or pathology places will put the sticker, just like when you get your drug testing or your life insurance testing. And I think that's a smart way to do it, where you're actively labeling them with the tech. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize because I'm really frustrated when I hear these stories where people's labs are getting mixed up or people's are getting, you know, biopsies or procedures done, being told they have aggressive cancer, like this woman out of Great Britain, just to be told that, oops, my bad, we got you mixed up with the wrong person. I don't understand how something like that could happen. Now, mind you, Mistakes happen in doctor's offices. Mistakes happen in hospitals. Mistakes happen at the airport. Mistakes happen at grocery stores. Mistakes happen everywhere. All right? But, you know, at what point do we stop being half-assed and we do things and we take the time to double check and have checks and balances of life or death decisions here? I mean, this is a biopsy for crying out loud. I don't know how to take away human error from medical. I mean, I run a medical office, so and my patients are in hospitals and surgical centers. So I'm just going to right now talk about that. I'm not going to talk about grocery stores or, you know, rental car places, etc. Mistakes happen all the time, all right? But, you know, what do I have control over? Well, in my office, okay, you know, I have control over what happens in my office. I may not really have 100% control, okay? I may leave the office and somebody may file something in somebody else's chart or scan something in somebody else's chart. They could mislabel a lab. Things like that could happen. But we have a checks and balance system where, you know, people are watching each other doing the work. We have the order that I write out very, very close to where the carbon is, and then the patient chart. So then when we do get the test back, I know that that's a test I ordered for that particular patient. So there's things offices can do for certain checks and balances, logs, etc. But I'm just noticing more and more half-assed type of stuff going on. And I don't know what the answer is with that. I don't know if automation is the answer. I'm noticing a lot of nurses now in the hospital have automatic scanners when medicine is being given. There used to be mistakes on wrong medicines given to wrong patients. So you're now seeing scanners like you would see at a grocery store where the nurse scans the medicine so they know which vial, and that vial had to have been entered correctly into the computer system. So, I mean, there's still human involvement, all right? Then she scans the medicine. She scans that she did the dose. She scans it into the chart, and everything gets, you know, uploaded. And it looks like a good system. I mean, it looks like a pretty safe system. And I don't know how that system's working. I don't know if that's really preventing nurse error or patient error. But I love the fact that they're trying. I think automating things is helping, but I don't think it's the fix. And I'm really, really concerned. You know, something like this, let's say a computer was involved, you know, and there was a mix-up. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I see crazy, crazy things happen with my computer or with my internet or my email. And I don't trust it. I want humans being involved. I can't get to a human. Anytime I have a problem with my email, I cannot get to a human. That makes me really nervous. I don't want to talk to a machine. And so, you know, when we're talking about people's lives and hospitals making mistakes like this, you're going to start having more and more demand by people to get rid of the human element. And I think that's a real, real bad idea. Robotic surgery is now a very, very popular mode of surgery, and for a variety of reasons. These robotic surgeries now, you have less operative time, less chance for wound infection, very minute slicing that can be done using robotic technique. So people getting prostatectomies and hysterectomies, etc. Just phenomenal ways that things are getting done these days with robots. But you've even heard of cases where one type of robot, one company is under a lot of criticism because it's a robot, had to be shut down in the middle of surgery for clenching too tight. Another robot smacked a woman upside her face while it was supposed to be doing her hysterectomy. I'm not sure how that happened. And so I'm not at the point where I think we could just trust 100% what's going on. But how does something like this happen, and how do you prevent something like this happening? You get the biopsy. It's supposed to be labeled. The label is supposed to be on it. The label is supposed to match the paperwork. Everything's supposed to go to the lab, and the lab is not supposed to mix it up. Is somebody inputting one person into the computer while they're looking at another? Could be. All right? Somebody not labeling, thinking they'll just label it later, and then they mix it up, and they go, well, you know, attack with this, I'll just put this label on or this label on here. I don't know. But what you need to do as a patient is every time you're going to get a biopsy or any sort of procedure or whatever, you ask for them to ensure you that whatever is being done with your identification on it, because you want to make sure that that's your specimen. Look at the trust we have, right? We get a pap smear done, we get a biopsy done, and we walk out of the doctor's office, and we're expecting that to go where it's supposed to go, it to be evaluated correctly, that information inputted into the right computer, and then the doctor getting the information back, and you being told that that's your biopsy. And honestly, we've been able to do it for years, but we still see these mistakes. And these mistakes, we shouldn't even have one of these mistakes. It's really highly embarrassing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of embarrassing, we have eighth graders here stumped by U.S. history and geography tests. This is reported by Time Magazine, so the world gets to see this. Absolutely embarrassing. They say American eighth graders are failing tests in U.S. history, a national study says. Only 18% of eighth graders rated proficient or above in U.S. history, 27% rated proficient or above in geography, and 23% in civics. This is according to the Nation's Report Card 2014, a federal survey of more than 29,000 eighth graders. They say the lack of knowledge on the part of America's students is unacceptable, and the lack of growth must be addressed. So, you looked at the history, you looked at the geography, etc., and, you saw a lot, you know, in the below average. Why is that? I mean, I remember when my dad got his citizenship. I don't remember when he did it, because he did it right before I was born. But I remember him quizzing my older sister when I was younger, and he knew more about American history than she did. And it's because we make our immigrants really know their stuff when they come to our country. Yet we ourselves can't solve these problems. They say eighth graders who scored in the basic category were likely to answer this question correctly. Okay, here's the question. For centuries, a young man who wanted to learn a craft was apprenticed to a master craftsman who taught him the necessary skills. Why did the apprenticeship system begin to decline in the first half of the 1800s? A, Obamacare. No, Obamacare, sorry. A, the apprenticeship system was considered unsuitable for the increased number of women working outside the home. B, the growth of the factory system led to the decreased need for skilled labor. C, many young men chose to become farmers instead of craftsmen. And D, craftsmen began to use unskilled immigrant labor in their shops. All right? So I would say the answer was the factory growth, because the Industrial Revolution. And then there's another one. Supreme Court's 1803 decision in Marbury versus Madison established the court's power to impeach a president, decide whether a federal law is constitutional, resolve conflicts between states, or resolve conflicts between the president and Congress. All right? And so, you know, when you look at that, oh, you guys want the answer? Hold on, let me think about that real quickly. The answer is to decide whether a federal law is constitutional. Okay? So, you see, we can't answer these questions. What's going to happen to our country? We don't even know our history. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Bell Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Every now and then I talk about some of the best way to learn and the best way to remember things. You know, personally, I've noticed my memory really go down. But I have to admit, when I went to school, I had a lot of problems with remembering history. And when I look back at my historical, you know, education and my geography education growing up, it wasn't that good. Now, I never blamed the school system because, mind you, I went to 12 different schools. So how is there going to be consistency? So what I felt like was going on in my particular situation was I felt like, okay, I was in one school learning about Kenya. Then in another school, I was learning about Europe. And then in another school, I was learning about Africa. And so I felt like I was just, not having a very, very consistent, you know, review of what's in each country and borders and boundaries, et cetera. You know, we spent time on rivers, and you had to know the rivers, and you had to name, you know, a variety of different, you know, landmarks and things like that. But, you know, I found it very hard to remember these things because I'm like, okay, I don't understand. Okay, so I'm supposed to be remembering the Zuider Zee. I'm supposed to be remembering this mountain range. I'm supposed to be basically figuring out this whole, topographic map of this one country that I may never be in. And, you know, did I really get good American geography? Yeah, I remember learning the states and their capitals in the fifth grade. I remember memorizing them. I think there might have even been a song. And that's nice, but no way to really help you remember it or make it practical. And whenever you teach kids something especially, you need to make sure you incorporate the practicality of what they're studying, all right? So anyway, you end up learning, you know, Kuwait. Well, what would end up happening is in class, remember, we would have to pick a country. So we would have to pick a country, and then we would have to do a project on it. So I did Italy in one of my classes. In another class in school I moved to, I did Kuwait. And it was really interesting, and I don't know if I was assigned it or if I picked it, I don't remember. And I remember learning some facts on that, but that's it. You know, you ask me to talk about Liberia or Iran, you know, or Bosnia, or, you know, I mean, you ask me, I can't tell you because I didn't study those. Now, I understand you can't study each and every country. I get that. But what I think what they should have done, just like they do with math, is you build up on what you learn. So I think what they should be doing with geography is, all right, we learn all of Europe, okay? All right, we learn all of Europe, and then once we learn all of Europe, okay, then you start learning the capitals, okay? You start learning the capitals, that's easy, all right? Then we review the mountain ranges in Europe, and we review the rivers, et cetera, you know? And then you could, you know, do all the different, you know, countries, but then in the end, wrap it all up together where you're reviewing Europe. And every year, you have to reiterate, all right, let's look at the countries of Mexico, let's look at the countries of South America, let's look at the countries of this, make sure you guys know it. And before we even move on to week two, we make sure you're proficient in where all the countries are and where all the cities and capitals are. All right? And then you move on. And you do this reinforcement and this reinforcement. They don't do that. Same thing with history. Okay? I learned about, you know, Persian Empire, and then we learned about, you know, the Turkish, and then we learned about, you know, Ramses, and then we had American history, and it was really, really jumbled. And I didn't really see a timeline. And I don't understand why. And maybe some history classes are better now, because I'm thinking back 30-some years. But I don't understand why all the classrooms don't have the same timeline that you could remember. So you got your BC, you got your AD, you got where the medieval was, you got that. And you put a picture to what was going on during what time. Now, I remember acing my tests. I aced geography. I aced history. I knew everything there was to know about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the amendments. I had everything memorized, right? I had everything memorized. But did I put it into my practical use part of the brain? No, I didn't. I studied it like crazy and then forgot it after the test. And so they have to do reviews. And you can't go on to fifth grade or sixth grade or seventh grade or eighth grade without re-reviewing and passing that first week of your cities and states, etc. Think about it. If schools would spend the first month of every school year reviewing and re-cementing everything they learned, and then adding and interweaving in the additional geography and the additional history, etc., and maybe combine the two, okay, you know how helpful that would have been? I think that would be awesome. Another thing I want to also commend was the Risk game. Years ago, we played Risk. And there was Kamchatka and Madagascar and very strategic places for you to put your men, you know, your troops. And that was very, very helpful. The current Risk game is a lot harder to play, so I'm not really sure how to play the current Risk game. It looks like a lot more advanced. But the basic Risk game that I played back in the 80s, very helpful with geography. So why aren't we doing that also? Why aren't we incorporating games? Why aren't there more games that you're playing? All right? Where, now, I understand a lot of times people are playing around with Google Earth and you could expand and you could magnify, et cetera. Well, that's nice, but you need to see the map. Okay? You need to localize this. You know, CNN and Fox News, when they talk about things going on in certain areas, they go back to the map. And everybody loves looking at the map because they're like, oh, yeah, so that's the size of Israel compared to everybody else. Oh, so that's where the Suez Canal is. That's where, you know, and you have to be reminded. People need to be reminded, all right? And nobody wants to admit that they forget the geography of the Middle East or they forget the geography of Europe. Nobody wants to admit that, all right? Well, then let's reinforce it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess April is Alcohol Awareness Month, so we're going to get a lot of studies, as April is ending, you know, and alcohol, et cetera. One study came out talking about binge drinking, and they say binge drinking increases heart risk by 70%. Now, we've talked about this, where sometimes the holidays are the worst time of year because people drink and we see the most amount of heart attack. But because of the increased blood pressure within the first hours of consumption, this is one of the scariest things you could do. All right, and the choice of alcohol plays an influence. People who binge drink on whiskey, gin, or vodka were at higher risk for heart attacks than those who drank beer or wine. Well, also think about it. You slam down a vodka. You slam down gin. You slam down whiskey. Beer or wine, you drink slowly. Well, we're supposed to. All right. They say people who avoided alcohol during the weekdays and then binge drank during the weekends were also reported to be at an increased risk to heart-related ailments. For the study, the team of scientists from Harvard School of Public Health incorporated studies from several other academic sources, as well as Australia, U.S., Canada, Netherlands, etc. They looked at drinking habits of more than 4,000 heart attack patients, were analyzed. The test subjects were asked to provide details on the kind of alcohol, and then they looked at that. That's how they deduced that there's a heart attack risk, highest risk, 72% during the first hour. Then the risk gradually lowers by the third hour. So those first couple hours in which you drink alcohol, high blood pressure spike. The other thing, too, also that I think needs to be studied is the components of alcohol on our blood vessels, right? Is alcohol so caustic to the linings of the vessels that you actually do get micro tears and then you form a clot? I don't think we know. You know, because some people are like, you know, my blood pressure isn't high, and so, you know, and I've had high blood pressure. Why aren't I having a heart attack with the blood pressure? Maybe it's something different. Maybe there's some component to the alcohol that just isn't jiving with the vessels. Because when you drink that much and it soaks into your bloodstream, you're having alcohol circulate the bloodstream. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down,
take me down,
hang me down,
take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.